Time for our program, visiting with Joshua Heyer, superintendent from the Ogden School District. Good to have you back.
Thanks for having me,
right,
Jim.
Here into the holiday time for you.
We are on Thanksgiving break. Yes, absolutely. It's hard to imagine, but we are definitely in that season already.
You've got the students off at teacher in service beginning of the week and then off the rest of the week.
Correct. So, yeah, if you're not familiar with the Ogden schedule, we actually give our students the entire week off, but we have teacher professional development on Monday and obviously then today, Tuesday, where they really just are an opportunity to engage in some deeper learning.
And get some things done. And last time we visited, you said for the boys cross-country team, hoping for a fourth place. That's what you got.
We got fourth place. Yeah, we were hoping to maybe crack into that top three, but you know what? At the end of the day, whenever you make it to state, the kids perform. There's a ton of PRs. Just really proud of the program that we have continually built there. So hats off to our coaches there, our student athletes, and they represented our community well.
And, of course, we know volleyball wrapped up. Had to go up against Parkersburg, Applington Parkersburg. Tough team.
They are a tough team. Yep. We were up there and played AP for the end of the year.
So got that, all of that done. Now here we are moving into our holiday time. Do we have like a holiday conference? Or, well, we did conferences already.
So conferences were early in November. Yep. So we had those, but our comp day for conferences is tomorrow. It would be okay. That Wednesday that we give off. But no, honestly, we do things a little bit different in Ogden as far as the semester break and mm-hmm. when that concludes. So we'll wrap up this Thanksgiving week and we'll come back and we'll have 15 days, three full weeks with kids. And that will be the end of the first semester for our middle school, high school students. Yeah. And then we'll take our winter break off there.
It's one of the things that Ogden does. You do the break, want the break before the Christmas break and then come back.
Yeah.
And different school districts do it differently.
It's a little disproportional. I think we end up getting, 82, 83 days versus a 95 or so on the second semester. But ultimately, our teachers and I think our admin team and community students, they just appreciate, let's put a bow tie on that and wrap up that first semester so that we can go into winter break and really focus on our families. Come back there in January with new learning and new classes.
Yeah, that's always one of those challenges, I know. And not just, all districts take a look at that. How do you want to handle that? Do we want to then come back and finish up? And yeah, so it's a balancing act. And others do it the way you do it. Others do it the way Boone and Matter do.
So sure. Sometimes they want equal semesters. And you know what? That's just local control, and they can decide what's best for their community.
Well, on the business side of things, we are getting up. It is working on budget time. Budget numbers are being accumulated.
We're starting to turn the page and start to go in that direction. Yeah, absolutely.
So we've got a number of different things that are happening. First, I did want to ask you, because I know the board kind of gave you authority. Let's go ahead now with the master plan. Let's take a look at what we've got. It is part of the planning process, and surprisingly, all our districts here in Boone County, Ogden and Boone and Madrid, are into this process right now. I think Madrid's working with DeNovo, Boone's with DLR. You have FRK?
FRK, yeah. We're actually in our last board meeting, but really kind of just give a historical perspective is our facilities are in nice shape, mm-hmm. And we really wanted to look, but some of them are getting a little bit older. So last year we actually hired a firm. They came in and did a facility audit. And they really just looked at current conditions and what is working, what isn't working. And they really gave us a 3-year, a 5-year, and a 10-year kind of, here are things that you probably need to be doing to improve efficiencies, but even just maintenance and upkeep. Sure. And we really took that information and said, okay, we know that we want to continue to maintain our buildings, and we know that we need to address some of these efficiency things, mechanical, electrical, et cetera. But then also, what might be our programming that we want in the future? And that's really what we are in the November board meeting. We brought FRK, longstanding architect with the district, and they did some projects back in the early 2000s. And overall, I think the community and the school district was really satisfied with mm-hmm. their work. they're going to lead us January through probably May, really looking and saying, we recognize what the audit from last year said, but now let's look at what programming do we want in 2028. 2030, yeah. 2035, into the future.
What are we looking at down the road?
Absolutely. And then really say, okay, if that's the programming that we want, do our facilities and spaces align to that? And then how might the audit that we had last mm-hmm. year inform, paired with the facility master planning, what things we need to start to plan for? And I've said this on the radio before, but it's really plan the work and work the plan. And that's really what we're just trying to capture here is what is that long-term plan that we want for Ogden Community Schools?
I know, and that's pretty much the same. Again, the way the financing and the way everything has to work nowadays, you have to have a plan.
We have to have that plan. So that way, a decision that we make in 2024, 2025, we don't want that to have a negative impact for us in 28, 29. So if we're able to actually look long-term and say, hey, here are the things, the capital improvement projects that we want, here are the revenues that are coming in, and then how are we strategically maybe tackling some of those projects to make sure that we're getting the programming and the facilities that we want.
So we did your facility, strategic facility audit, and you have your strategic plan. Now, this is where you start to marry them together.
That's exactly right. Really, we're trying to make the left hand shake with the right hand. And that's, again, our spaces are nice, but how can we make sure that we are enhancing and making sure that the programming that we want to get our students to that next level is there for us?
I don't want, patrons to panic. No, we're not going to be building it. But we've got to start planning for it.
We have to start planning and just making sure that then ultimately that strategic plan that we have mm-hmm. aligns to the direction that we want to go.
Still, and it gives you that opportunity subject to change. Again, for varying variables that might come in, it does give you that opportunity just to plan ahead and say, okay, we were looking at this in 3 years. We might have to move that up to 2, or we might have to push it back to 4.
Yeah, absolutely. But with no plan, you're making you just don't have the information at the table to be able to make those really, really important decisions. So I think this is allowing us to get at least that information on the table.
Yeah. Otherwise, the board's like, right at the last second, we're going to do what? So now those we don't want to do too much. So starting to work on that, it'll take a little while to put everything together, but it'll be an opportunity then to get the presentations to the board, and then they start thinking.
Yes. And then we really start to say, okay, hey, sure. Here's what the audit said. Here's what the master plan said. What are we going to do?
One of the things Ogden does, like many others, you have that flexibility fund. It's where the legislature actually said, you don't have to keep all the dollars of money in the same pot. You can shift some things around within reason.
Yeah, education finance is complex, but for our listeners, we have different categorical fundings and different buckets of money, if you will. And we're able to do the things that we needed to during the last fiscal year. And at the end, we just had additional dollars ultimately in there. And legislation allows you in certain accounts to be able to flex those. And at our last November meeting, we actually took that to the board, and we're flexing out of 3 different areas. Mm-hmm. TLC, I think homeschool assistance, sorry, Jim, it kind of escaped me here. What is that third one that we did? Professional development. Yeah, professional development. So at that November meeting, ultimately, it allows us that flexibility to take them out of those categorical and move them over into our general budget. And the board obviously approved that.
That's because the general folks, that's where all the expenditures go.
That is where all of our, ultimately, our major, our salaries and benefits, keeping the lights on, those types of things.
Everything comes out of that. And again, as long as you have the authority, we'll just continue to make use of it. I did want to ask, because I know there's going to be kind of a collaborative get-together with our elected legislators, State Senator Jesse Greenback and Representative Chad Bain. But I think it's schools, cities, the county maybe. I don't know who all is going to be involved. but a discussion about property taxes and potential implications.
I know that they will be coming out in January with kind of legislative direction, and that continues to be an area that I've been hearing more about, is really how they're going to be tackling and improving and lowering property tax. So I'm just really eager to hear kind of what direction that goes. And for our listeners, a lot of the way that we operate and how we get our funding is through property tax. So I think a lot of educators, a lot of superintendents, a lot of SBOs, school boards, they're really just kind of anxious for what might come out and what is going to transpire
see,
here.
See what, if there are limits, what we would be faced with and what kind of impact that would have on that general fund.
Correct.
Because that's where the majority of the money goes. Well, you get some from the state, but then the balance is really, it's all property tax.
It is property tax.
We keep our fingers crossed. We'll see how it all comes together. Well, speaking of, I wanted to get back to projects, because you do have a project that's coming up. You have retained some engineering services. And can we come up with a better parking plan?
Yeah, so this has been something I've been in district for 18 months, and this is something that I've continually heard from our patrons, our guests that come, the city, is how can we make sure that on our middle school, high school campus, traffic flow, parking, how can we just improve that? And we have the ability, we have some saved dollars that we might be able to tackle some of this. Mm-hmm. But I'm going back to that facility master plan, and we need a plan in place to really be able to say, okay, what is the overall cost? What does the design look like? So FRK is the architect that we're using for facility master planning, and they recommended Bishop Engineering. They really are a civil engineer, and they're going to kind of lead our board through just getting some concept designs. What might this look like? And then how can we phase this in over time to really address some of those shortcomings with our parking lot.
And anybody who's been there for like the invitational, wrestling invitational, you know well, and the city is well aware of it too. And I know they keep trying to come up with ways to help when they can too.
They are, yeah. You know, and I think sometimes people think, hey, it's only these three or four events. But honestly, I would tell you, if you go to any evening event, there's just traffic logistics.
It fills up, doesn't it?
It sure does. It sure does. And then also even our drop-off and pick-up. We just want to make sure that our students and our families and our guests, staff, they're safe in our campus. So this is a good opportunity for us to address a number of things. And I'm excited to work with Bishop and be able to see what they bring to the table so that our board can have some input on that.
Give some ideas and then a project potentially. Maybe next year, who knows?
Yep, we'll see. We may. It just really depends on ultimately what is that ultimate design. And honestly, you got to take that design and then put a number with it. And then we need to look and say, okay, can we do this?
Well, we do have a couple of things on the personnel side. We do have a baseball course with Coach Smith retiring. We think he retired, or maybe he might come back. We don't know.
No, Coach.
He did retire.
Coach Smith has served our community for 40 plus years. And honestly, we were looking to secure a varsity baseball coach. And Reed Smith, our athletic director, he led an interview. And ultimately, the name that surfaced to this top is Scott Church. So Scott's been an assistant coach for us for a number of years and knows the Ogden community. Mm-hmm. And I think we're really excited about what he's going to be able to do and following in Coach Smith's shoes.
Does he have him working out yet?
But, you know, to be honest, a lot of people were, well, why are you hiring for baseball in October, early November? And the answer is there's a lot of off-season stuff that they do. So, they're not working yet. But, boy, I wouldn't be surprised if by January they're starting to throw and get ready for the season.
They'll find a way to do that. Yeah, certainly will. Other things that are going on, what else has been happening over in Ogden?
Yeah, honestly, you addressed a number of things that were at the board and some critical hires. We've been doing something new this year, and I just wanted to let people know, and maybe they've seen it on social media, but we created the monthly impact award, and we're actually looking at staff members that are making an impact in our organization, and we're just trying to recognize them. So if people are paying attention to either Facebook or Twitter or even going to our school website, we're putting together a really nice YouTube video just to kind of summarize those awards. And we partnered with some local businesses that are kind of sponsoring that work as well. Okay. So that's really exciting. Just wanted to make sure that I pointed that out.
Mm-hmm. You have a activity coming up, or working with this, you're going to have like an open discussion time coming, I think. You're working on?
We do have a work session, and that work session is going to be with Bishop Engineering. I'm not sure if that's what you're referencing or alluding to.
I thought there was something you were going to be doing, having people come to talk to you about different issues or topics or things like that.
Yeah, that's a great, honestly, I'd want to mention that as well. But I'm going to have a new thing started called Dawn Discussions. And honestly, this is just an open forum for folks to be able to come and find out what's going on in the school. It's another option for open communication, and I want that two-way communication with our community. So I will be posting that and having more information, but we're going to start that in the new year. So starting in January, one time a month, I've actually secured the Leonard Good Center, and we're going to be able to have people come in and just have some discussions and really recognize the great things that are going on in our building. But also, if they have questions, I want them to be able to bring questions, and we want to be able to answer those questions for them.
A lot of times you get it at meetings or the board members. I heard from someone who said that they heard that no, let's get it directly from
absolutely.
The superintendent.
Let's cut out those three or four people and actually have that discussion. Come to me. Let's recognize what's going on in our buildings, but then also I want to make sure that they're well-informed as a community member.
And we keep moving forward. Other things as you get ready for the new year?
We're going to come back and we'll have 3 weeks here. We'll be getting into our winter concerts. So I believe on December 9th.
You look at your, I'm looking at the big calendar.
Yeah, December 9th, we actually have an elementary winter concert. And on December 12th, we'll have a middle school, high school winter concert. So those are some big activities that are going to be coming up. We got the winter activity season that is starting. We got girls wrestling, boys wrestling, basketball for boys and girls going on. So that's definitely taking place right now.
It's a busy time now.
It is. Yep, absolutely. Something I don't know if other schools have communicated, but the Iowa School Profile came out. So I'm not sure if that's something that people have discussed on the radio, but we actually received our results. And for the state of Iowa, it takes a ton of different metrics and puts them all together into one composite score and allows you to be able to look at your campuses in relationship to all other schools across the state of Iowa. And they have a scale of exceptional, high-performing, commendable, acceptable, needs improvement, and priority, which is really that you need some significant improvement.
Okay.
Pleased to report out that actually Ogden Elementary received a high performing, which is the second highest rating.
Good.
I would say that that's probably at the 90th percentile of schools in the state of Iowa. So our elementary is doing a great job.
Part of that move to restructure your buildings and what you're doing in those facilities.
Correct. Yep. And then I do want to point out that our middle school and high school is commendable. So they have excellent scores, and they're continually to improve as well. So I shared a letter with our families the other day regarding that, but I also just wanted to inform our listeners that the great things that our teachers and students are doing.
Yep. Other things that are still going along pretty good. I know your school resource officer, the structure that was set up, Ethan's been keeping pretty busy with everybody.
He is, and honestly, he's doing a great job. And I knew when we hired Ethan in that position, he was already pseudo doing that position. But I think it just really allows even more time to be in the buildings, and he's building those connections with the students, their families. And then when problems may arise, that relationship has already been established, and really ultimately we're able to resolve those issues much easier and more timely.
Sounds like City feels it's working very well as well.
I think ultimately everybody associated is quite satisfied.
All right, so getting ready for the holiday, your regular meeting, what will be coming up on the 9th?
We actually, Jim, I wanted to make sure to point that out, but we actually, due to that winter concert, we actually ended up moving our regular scheduled meeting. So for those listeners or anybody that wants to attend, we're actually going to be having that on Tuesday, December 3rd at 7 o'clock.
Well,
we'll make sure we'll make sure that we get that posted and then make sure everybody is aware. But just when you're starting to look at everybody's busy schedules,
it's a holiday.
The third ended up being the option that worked the best. So we're actually going to have a work session starting at 6. That work session will wrap up and we'll go into our regular business there around 7 o'clock on the 3rd.
So that'll be on Tuesday the 3rd, and you know when I look at it too, because you got holiday things that I know a lot of the school is participating in. towards the end of that first week, and then you all of a sudden, there it is, Christmas.
It is, yeah.
The holiday break will be coming up.
Before you know it, it will be here.
Well, we'll keep busy with all of that, too. Joshua Heyer, our guest on our program today. Busy time over in Ogden. And once again, wrapping up your fall semester here over the next few weeks. And then coming back after the beginning of the year. And away we go.
Have a good Thanksgiving, Jim.
Thanks for joining us.